The York Institute Dragons will take on Upperman in Baxter on Thursday for the district championship. Joining me now is Dragons head coach Roy Whitehead. Coach, first off, let's talk about your game on Tuesday. You guys got a very, very good win over a really good Livingston team. What were you most pleased with the effort?
Well, absolutely, our defense was the best that it's been all season, and we knew it was going to have to be because they have a really good team, a very potent offensive team. Of course, with Matthew Sales, I think is one of the best players in Middle Tennessee, if not statewide. And, you know, they propose a lot of difficult matchups, and our defense was exceptional. I think it's the best defensive effort we've had all season.
What was the defensive game plan for Matthew Sells? Because, as you mentioned, a very, very potent scorer. Many believe, myself included, he probably should have been a two-way Mr. Basketball finalist. What was the game plan? What did you tell your guys that ended up guarding him? What did you tell them to do?
Well, our game plan was we had John Headings, who is, you know, 6'3", 6'3 and a half, that has a long wingspan, long arms, and John moves extremely well. And so his sole responsibility was to face guard Matthew, make him work as hard as he possibly could to get the basketball, make it very, very, very difficult. And he did that. And what we were able to do when John got exhausted, which we knew he would, we swapped Nick Smith on him for a while, and then we had our freshman Miles Lefty on him for a while, and Bryson Bibry. So we rotated the players because we knew that it would wear them out, but they did an exceptional job. Their responsibility was not to help on anything. Their responsibility was to stay and deny and face guard him everywhere.
I think offensively, Coach, one of the most impressive aspects of this win for me was that you guys won as handily as you did. You put up 60 points, which is really, really good. And you did so without having one or two players really score all that much. It was a very balanced effort. And I feel like that ultimately is what made you guys so tough for Livingston to guard. Do you feel like that was the case?
I think so. Any time that you have good balance with your players out there on the floor, it makes it very difficult for the defense to be able to concentrate and take away just one or two strengths. And our players, and I'll be honest with you, we had a very poor shooting night compared to what we normally shoot. But I believe I attribute that to, Livingston did a good job defensively, but we also exerted so much energy on defense and concentrated on defense that, I think it took away from some of our offense, but that's okay. I truly believe that the farther that you go in tournaments, it's defense that makes the difference.
You guys now have what I believe on Thursday is going to be the game of the night when you guys take on Upperman. You guys obviously won there earlier this year, and it was another very, very competitive game in Jamestown when you guys played a few weeks ago. What's the key here? What's the key to coming out of Baxter for the second time this year with a victory and a district title?
But again, I think it goes back to two things for us. We have to play exceptional defense because they are so potent offensively. They have many different offensive weapons and rebounding. We have been able to, both games that we played with them, our defense has been really as solid, and we have been able to stay with them on the boards. And that's the two keys. I think offensively, if you had told me before the game that when they come to York and it goes double overtime and Nick Smith doesn't score a point in the game, I would tell you you're crazy. But, he did such a great job defensively, other guys picked up the slack offensively. And that's going to be the key for us is defense and rebounding.